We didn't agree when they redid the turbines at Chaudière Falls. We were basically informed they were making changes, but there was nothing in it for us at all. Here's what we're doing it, and that's it at all. We're just letting you know. So we call that, it's information, not consultation.
Most, or if not all, of the Algonquin chiefs were meeting with the NCC on a...
Yeah, we're involved in that.
So that's
the ongoing development in the area, and we don't necessarily agree with what they're doing. They just go ahead and do it. We're told after, we've tried meeting with you, you've been consulted. And there's no accommodation ever offered.
So it's the same thing what you're saying, it's information, not consultation.
Well, to me, it's information. Yeah. It's not consultation and accommodation. It's far from what it should be, in our view. We've opened some discussion with Indian Affairs, and it's an ongoing thing. We're looking at developing a memorandum of understanding with them to discuss some of these outstanding issues that we have concern with everywhere in the Utuwe watershed, Ottawa River watershed. We brought in a legal action against the LeBreton Flat area and some of the islands and the area where Paramount Hill, to get some action from the Government of Canada. We took legal action on site-specific Aboriginal title issue.
Yeah.
Because we're not being listened to.
No.
We're dealing with the Ontario Inuit Algonquins and not the Quebec Algonquins. We're saying, we have rights there too. We want to let you know we have rights, and we're claiming that right.
Yeah. I was going to say, with the court challenge or legal claim, it was in December, and I think it was supposed to be a one-month thing before the government responded, but I haven't seen any update.
Well, right now, with our case, with our legal action, we put a legal action still before the courts, but we're more or less, if the Government of Canada agrees to an ongoing serious discussion, we will put the court case in abeyance. And the discussions around that right now with Indian Affairs, saying if you set up a negotiation table and let's look at all these issues of concern, then we might, we'll probably put the case in abeyance while we negotiate.
So doing that legal action has started a discussion that might be worthwhile?
Well, it may. We'll
see. Okay.
We've set up milestones. We know that if we can't reach some of these issues, milestones, we'll just go back to court.
Right.
In the short term, we're giving negotiation a chance.